trapped by the food matrix. Surveys reveal more than half of Americans view overweight as acceptable. Subliminal messaging in advertisements show more overweight people across the board, even in cartoons, leading to even more denial in the incredibly young. It happened before with cigarette smoking, where it became socially acceptable. Subliminal messaging of the Marlboro Man commercial, where smoking was synonymous with being a rugged cowboy, increased the profits, despite its toxic effect on health. It was later dubbed cowboy killers. The same is happening with excessive weight and food consumption. It is on the decline after decades of confronting the problems caused by smoking, such as cancer and lung diseases.
Advertising, music, atmospheres, subliminal messages, and films can have an impact on our emotional life, and we cannot control it because we are not even conscious of it, as agreed by academicians, philosophers, and writers. The food matrix quickly constructs eating environments purposed for increased consumption. It assumes that the more distractions, the more you eat. The effect of unconscious eating behaviors favors the industry by normalizing such constructs. Dr. Brian Wansink, professor and researcher who worked in consumer behavior and marketing research, paints a rather challenging outlook. He says that increasing awareness and offering nutrition education is unfortunately ineffective.
He goes on to point out several critical ideas like, we are aware of only a fraction of the food decisions we make. Also, we are unaware of how our environment influences these decisions. Or we are unwilling to acknowledge it. According to Al Reese, a well-known marketing professional, marketing and psychology are closely related. If psychology is the systematic study of human behavior, then marketing is the systematic study of human behavior in the food marketplace. In the real world, our ancestors did not face such trickery of the mind. Such an approach is like programs hacking programs, as in the Matrix movie.
Unconsciously defending one's ego is what psychologists call defense mechanisms. There are many, but the one referred to as denial is most pathologic, as many experts agree. For example, a way of thinking, feeling, believing, or behaving that is toxic but continues because of this self-constructed psychic wall. Today's marketing takes advantage of such psychological barriers. Overcoming this barrier is particularly important for people who have threatening medical problems that are self-inflicted, such as smoking or overeating. Often anger and aggression is the response when such a person is confronted about the thing they deny. Other defense mechanisms come into play, such as rationalization or justification.
When denial is present, people don't have acceptance or willingness to discuss overconsumption as a problem. As a result, many have become tolerant and continue gaining excess weight. According to the Merovingian archetype, the Frenchman, once we know the troubling effects of overeating and continue despite this knowledge, choices become illusions.
Healthcare providers continue to struggle in finding ways to accomplish the task of education and motivation, especially when time is limited and denial is present. Overcomers can desensitize their psychic to the words overweight, obesity, and fat. Unmasking the cloak of denial, reconditioning, and strengthening willpower is necessary to fight the primal forces of hunger, a resolve we label mindfulness. Aversion to these simple words helps to support the toxic effects of overeating. Coming face to face with such terms, more importantly, these feelings, is the first step toward gaining the state of mindfulness. Because without managing the condition of hunger, despite the claims of weight loss programs, weight control is most difficult to accomplish.
Even in the face of denial, the facts are still, we can choose healthy responses. The red pill or the blue. Armed with self-awareness, temet nas, many develop abilities to take corrective action.
Simply put, the brain and body negotiate physical activity and emotional responses, such that you can adjust to hunger in adaptive ways. Self-imposed psychological barriers are problematic for accepting diet programs and treatments for weight. The goal is to free your mind from your hunger drives, the food industry, and marketing ads. Yet, many would rather stay plugged into such constructs offered by the food matrix.
Once the cloak of denial is removed, healthy adaptation to primal drives is possible. It is helpful to have encouraging, constructive, and optimistic thinking that promotes good feelings during stressful situations like fasting hunger. A growing number of people, including the world's most outstanding achievers, are practicing gratitude and meditation, which helps us weaken the effects of hunger. Some authors think psychological problems are at the root of American obesity. That would mean about 40% of us are crazy. There is disagreement with such a proposal. In fact, most respond naturally to hunger's effects. Recognition of psychological tactics and learned inhibition is more difficult to endure when the constructs of unhealthy distractions are all around us.
In the real world of our ancestors, hunger and survival were the driving force, not Merovingian marketing tactics. Therefore, we all should simulate strenuous and variable hunting results because it is still a part of our genetic identity. Even scientists, doctors, and researchers, or we will find ourselves among the victims of our psyche or that of Merovingian marketing and the matrix of big food.
In conclusion, emotions like happiness and anger can be experienced or suppressed by choice. We are emotional creatures and can balance emotions and responses to stress. Hunger is like anger, a feeling, and we individually choose specific responses. We have the power to control reactions to psychological triggers and primal drives through knowledge, awareness, and motivation to survive. Overcoming the weight crisis will require individual creativity and mindfulness to resist such barriers to healthy weight control.
Concepts of group intelligence and mindfulness appear as people search for ways to train their bodies and minds and avoid health problems related to lack of exercise and proper nutrition. Developing a concept of ourselves at the microscopic level of existence will help to understand the model of hunger management and survive this epidemic of food overconsumption within the food matrix of the modern era.